The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Well, you knew this had to happen. I'm serious. You knew this had to happen. Is it nuts? Yes. Is it crazy? Yes. Is it insane? Yes. Is it outrageous? Yes. But did it have to happen? Yes. What in the world am I talking about? I am so glad you asked. It's a story of a gentleman named Emil Rattleband. He is 69 years old, and he is a Dutchman. He lives in a town just southeast of Amsterdam. Okay, now, he's 69 years old, but he's single. Now, I don't know whether he's divorced, widowed, I have no idea. But he is a single man, and he wants to date. And one of the dating sites that he wants to use is called Tinder, T-I-N-D-E-R. And he realizes that if he puts on the on his information, his personal information on the Tinder dating website, that he's 69 years old, he is going to really limit himself on the number of women who actually want to date him. And he doesn't feel 69. So he is petitioning the courts in the Netherlands. No, I'm not making this up. This is actually happening. He is petitioning the courts for a change on his birth certificate from March 11th, 1949 to March 11th, 1969. This is an actual case. Judges heard his case on Monday of this week and promised that they would render a verdict in the next several weeks. Now, what is his reasoning? His reasoning is, if our identity is not in our DNA, not in our anatomy, but in how we feel, well, if a man can feel like a woman and a woman can feel like a man, then why can't a 69-year-old feel like a 49-year-old individual? He said this, and I quote, "Because nowadays in Europe and in the United States, we are free people. We can make our own decisions if we want to change our name or if we want to change our gender. So I want to change my age. My feeling about my body and about my mind is that I'm about 40 or 45. And then get this. He works out constantly. He is in exceptionally good health. He is a physical trainer and a life coach, and he has doctors, get this, he has doctors who have signed affidavits stating he may be 69, but he has the body of a 45-year-old man. And so he says, I got doctors who say, I have the body of a 45-year-old man, and if a man can change his birth certificate to a woman and a woman can change her birth certificate to a man, why can't I change my birth certificate to what I feel like? If it's not anatomy, if it's not biology, if it's just how you feel, well, then I have as much right to change my birth certificate as a person who changes their name or their gender dependent upon feelings." He said when he first started to do this, people thought he was crazy. People thought he was nuts. But now, they're actually taking him seriously, and judges have heard his case. They've done a psychiatric evaluation, and they've determined he is not a nut job. They have determined he is not a victim of the, quote, Peter Pan syndrome. And he has stated under oath that he is serious. He does not feel 69. He feels 49 and therefore wants his birth certificate changed. And my comment? This had to come. Now, most people, most reasonable people would say, that's nuts, that's crazy, that's insane. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what people were saying 20 years ago. Just 20 years ago when people were saying, you know, I want to change my birth certificate from male to female just because I feel like a woman. I don't feel like a man anymore. 20 years ago, everybody would have said, what do you mean you don't feel? We're not going to change your birth certificate because of the way you feel. Are you kidding me? Fast forward 20 years to today, and that's happening all over the country. Folks, listen. How often do we say, when you start to travel down a road, don't look where it's going to take you in 5 miles, 10 miles, look where it's going to take you in 1,000 miles. If we leave behind science, anatomy, biology, fact, and begin moving only by our emotions and how we feel, this is the next step. Think about it.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.